أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد فتنا سليمان وألقينا على كرسيه جسدا ثم أناب قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب. فسخرنا له الريح تجري بأمره رخاء حيث أصاب والشياطين كل بناء وغواص وآخرين مقرنين في الأصفاد. هذا عطاؤنا فامنن أو أمسك بغير حساب. وإن له عندنا لزلفى وحسن مآب. واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب. اركض برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب. ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة منا وذكرى لأولي الألباب. وخذ بيدك ضغثا فاضرب به ولا تحنث إنا وجدناه صابرا نعم العبد إنه أواب. We had tried Sulaiman alayhi salam and placed upon his throne a lifeless body, and then he turned to us saying, "My Rabb, do forgive me and grant me a kingdom that no one besides me receives. Indeed, you are the one that bestows favors without, that grants bounties, that grants great bounties without measure." So we had subjected the winds to his command to flow in the direction that he willed, and we had made the shayateen, the jinnat, subservient to him, all types, builders and divers, and others bound in chains. Such are our bounties, then spend them freely or withhold, and you will not be accountable. And in our presence he enjoyed a position nearest to us and enjoyed a beautiful return. Sulaiman alayhi salam had been bestowed with a kingdom, and he had asked for it. وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. Grant me a kingdom. So people generally ask for these type of things so that it could be a mark of their authority, their power, to show their position, etc. And Sulaiman alayhi salam had asked for position not for any type of show, but so that it may be used for the service for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he is granted kingdom and power, then he may use that for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the outstanding feature of a khalifa. One is a khalifa and the other is a king. A khalifa also rules as the king rules. But the difference, or the differentiating factor between the khalifa and the king, is this: that the khalifa will rule in order that the law of Allah Ta'ala may prevail. He may rule so that the rightful person may receive his rights, so that justice may prevail. And he will show that care to his subjects like a man shows to his own dear children. So this is the distinguishing factor between the khalifa and a king. King generally, he acquires wealth, and he acquires them wealth in any way, randomly, whether usurping people's wealth or taking it justly. And then he spends it also randomly. So he feels that he is not answerable to anybody, whereas the khalifa doesn't spend a cent without having the consciousness that I am fully answerable for what I am doing. He has asked for this type of a kingdom so that he may use it only in the service of Allah Ta'ala, saying to Allah Ta'ala that you are the giver without measure, and we have made the winds subjected to his command that they would flow in the direction he willed. Even the jinnat were subdued and they were subjected to his command, all type of builders, divers, and those that were rebellious, then they would be bound in chains. And then he was given this type of an assurance, أَهَذَا أَطَوْنَا, such are our bounties. You may spend them freely or withhold, and you won't be accountable. Generally, person that is very God-fearing, then he is very careful as to how he spends. So Allah Ta'ala gave him the assurance that you spend freely and you will not be accountable for your spending. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبَ, and also commemorate our servant Ayyub alayhi salam when he called to his Rabb, indeed shaitan has inflicted me with distress and suffering. Strike your foot. This is cool water to bathe and to drink. And we had bestowed him his household and doubled their numbers as a mercy from us and commemoration for the people of understanding and intelligence. And take a handful of straw and strike with it, and do not break your oath. We had found him to be patient and constant. What an excellent servant he was, ever turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyub alayhi salam had been given a lot of wealth, children, respect, etc. And then he was afflicted with some type of an illness. In that illness, he lost everything, and it was just his dear wife that stood on his side, always concerned that he should recuperate and he should restore his health should be restored. Shaitan had appeared in the form of a physician, assuring him that we will restore you your health because I am a physician, I will treat him, and I don't want to charge you any fee for my services. All I want is, once your husband has been cured, then you must say that it was I that had cured him. So the respected wife of Ayyub alayhi salam related this whole incident to Ayyub alayhi salam. By now Ayyub alayhi salam was really upset. For all the trial he stood very patiently, pleased with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. And now he understood that shaitan was trying to interfere with his own household, turn her mind away from Allah Ta'ala to himself. So he cautioned her that this is Iblis, and how could you ever listen to him? And he took an oath that if Allah Ta'ala cures me, then I will beat you up for what you have done. Nonetheless, he was sincere, patient, never fail in those trials, and he understood the ploy of shaitan. So therefore, in that anger against shaitan, he said these words. Allah Ta'ala knows the intentions of his servants, even when they are angry, what is the catalyst for their anger. So he says to him, "Khuz bi yadika dikhthan," take a handful of straw and strike with it and do not break your oath. So you have not lost your patience, you have not lost your gentle nature. You will just strike gently, and in this way you will not break your oath. The ulama explain that the loopholes that are made in the Sharia is not to defeat the ends of the Sharia. A loophole that is made up to defeat the ends of the Sharia obviously is haram. Like, for example, we come across the month of Ramadan and someone doesn't want to fast. So he says that there is a concession for travelers. So deliberately he travels during the month of Ramadan so that he is absolved of fasting. So in this way he's going to be defeating the ends of the Sharia. Sharia wants him to fast, but he wants to avoid this. So he creates up a situation so that he could avoid the Shari obligation. So this type of loophole is haram and forbidden. But a loophole that will not defeat the ends of the Sharia, rather it will keep up and respect the ends of the Sharia, it is done so that he may avoid himself and protect himself against some bigger disaster and bigger problem. From this type of loophole, the ulama have explained, is permissible. So here, Ayyub al-Islam had taken the oath, and Allah Ta'ala sees that his intention is good. It was for the sake of Allah Ta'ala that he has taken an oath that he will beat up his wife. Not for personal reasons, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But how come she heard out Iblis, was affected with his words? So Allah Ta'ala creates a loophole, an exit for the problem that he had put himself into, to take a handful of straw and beat her. So you would complete your oath and you will not break your oath in this manner. Further, ulama explain that the beating must be such that there must be some pain, and if you have taken an oath, for example, to beat the person 100 lashes, then every lash must be felt. Even if it is just in one hand that you have taken all those straws, at the time that you're beating, then every lash must be felt for that oath to be complete. Overall, Allah Ta'ala says, ni'am al-abd, what an excellent servant. Indeed, he was always turning towards us. Yeah, give us trophy.